I don't know. In the old days, some people felt that you'd be subject to vandalism in your car. I've actually never had a problem with it. Most police officers today don't even recognize what it is. They think it's just another vanity plate. So that's entertaining in itself, I'm sure. But having said that, I don't think it's a big problem. Again, if you want to post that information as to how to go about getting the, call letter plates, be just, if you want to post that to the ComTech group, that would be great too. Anybody else have any thoughts?
Comment, AC2GI.
Rich, go ahead.
Yeah, I have. There's a phone number that you have to call, and there's a very nice lady down in Trenton. I forget her name. And she'll take your information and mail you a card that you fill out, attach a check and a copy of your license. 6 weeks later, you'll get a set of plates. They did change the law. Now, it used to be you could only have the main plate and a dash 2. Now you can have, I believe, up to dash 9. If you have a fleet, I have a friend that I work with that has his call sign on 4 vehicles. Let me reset. So you can do that. Your call has to be, if it's 6 characters long, you can only have one plate, one vehicle. If it's 5 or less, you can have the dash in the numbers. When I got mine, the only downside I saw is somebody can Google your plate and they're gonna get your address. That's the only difference. Back to net, AC2GI.
I'm gonna get that if they Google my call sign. anyway, but I see your point. They'll have one less step to go figure out your call sign. All right, very good. Anybody else?
WI2W late check-in.
And what will be your intentions, Mr. Steve? Good evening.
My intention is to listen and gain vast quantities of knowledge.
That most of the vastness is, well, actually not true. I was going to ask a question next, so between this question and that question, you'll have vast amounts of knowledge, even with the deficit of what you missed before. All right. Stand by for that. Any more questions, any more responses for Randy? Observations about call sign plates?
W2JK.
Mr. Don, who has call letter plates, if I recall.
Yes, I do. And one thing, if you're going to a car dealer, have your license with you, and he will, when you transfer your plate from one car to another, he can make a copy of the license, or you can have a copy of the license there for him, photocopy already, and something the motor vehicle people want when you're transferring the plates. So just keep that in mind if you are purchasing another car. Back to net, W2JK.
Okay, so when you even the transfer is a simple matter of just having a copy of your ham license. I'm just curious, do most of us carry a copy of our ham license in our wallets, or is there a copy in our vehicles, or both? Just curious. Anyway, let's try, anyway, anybody else have anything more to Randy's question?
Comment?
No.
Yeah, the phone number that you need is area code 609. 292-6500, and just tell them that you are looking for special plates, and they will they're classified under volunteer plates, so they're only $15. Back to that, AC2GI.
Very good. So the same as the firefighters, EMTs, all those other good folks. Alrighty, anybody else?
KC2ZMA.
Marco.
Okay, K2BAR, KC2ZMA here. I have amateur radio license plates in my Corolla. I think the other gentleman gave the number, they had a phone number. You can actually, when you call them up, you can actually say you want an amateur radio call sign license plate. and they send you the application through a mail. I think when I called, I was like on hold for half an hour or something like that. I think I had it on speakerphone or something like that. But I told them what I wanted. They wanted my address. They sent it to me. So I had to give them a copy of my driver's license, insurance card, registration card, and a copy of my call sign license and all that. So I photocopied all that, put it on a piece of paper, one sheet piece of paper, and sent it like that. I think it took a few months before it came. So it came, and if you ask for actually amateur radio call sign license plate, on the bottom of the license plate, it would say amateur radio on it. I don't know if they changed that. This has been about 2 years or so, but if you ask for vanity, I don't think it's going to show amateur radio on the bottom of the plate where it usually says Garden State for New Jersey. But if you ask for amateur radio, I believe that it would say it would be amateur radio on the bottom there and your call sign in the middle. So that's the way I got it there. I don't know if they changed it, or you could try that and ask them about amateur radio license plate, so that you could get it with amateur radio saying on the plate itself. That's that. KC2ZMA.
Okay, anybody else?
This is W2JEK. I think there's a difference between the amateur radio volunteer plate like the firemen have, and the I guess you could get a vanity plate too, but that would cost you a lot more. It's $50 or whatever. I don't know. Mine was I think it was $10 at the time or $15. I'm not sure that the price what the price is now. I think somebody said $15. That could be it. Back to that W2JK.
Okay, so the point is to ask for a amateur radio plate, and that will help improve your assurance of getting amateur radio on the bottom of the license plate instead of the Garden State. All right, very good. Anybody else on this topic?
KC2ZMA.
Marco.
I forgot to mention when I put all the when I gave all the paperwork, I faxed everything over. And it was $15, so I could make it a check to motor vehicle for $15, put everything in one envelope, and I did it like that. I think the other station yeah, gave a phone number, someone gave me a phone number or email, I can't remember what, but that's all the person gave me was the phone number, and I went from there. So it was at $15 when I got it there. So this is about 2 years I've had it with the car there. Back to that.
Very good. Real quick, so you faxed over the stuff and then you mailed it as well?
Yeah, faxed up all that stuff. Insurance card, registration for the car, my driver's license itself, and my amateur radio license, basically everything. They basically got all of it. That's the way I did it. I think I might have went overboard to give them everything. I don't know if they needed everything. That's the way I got it, and I put the check in the envelope and just sent it off like that.
Very good. Okay. Yeah, it boggles my mind that we just can't do this in an MVC office and, you know, file paperwork and then have it come back. I mean, you know, they're not agencies anymore. It just boggles my mind that there's somebody in Trenton who does this as a special job. It seems to be illogical, but at least at the level that's being handled here. They should be able to do all that stuff administratively in an MDC office and, or even online. Heaven forbid, you know, that you do that. But anyway, it is what it is. Anybody else on this topic? Okay, Mr. Randy, we have beaten the horse. It is your ball.
Okay, well, thanks to everybody on the net for the comments, the advice, and the most importantly, the useful information. I appreciate your thoughts this evening. And nothing further for me. Whiskey Uniform 2 Sierra, back to net control.
Looking forward to those rack pictures, I'll tell you that right now. All righty, very good. And our next question is from Howie, K2EIR. Ed Howie.
Thank you, Gordon. Here is K2EIR. My wife and I were given a gift a couple of years ago before I moved. We moved about 18 months ago, of a Blu-ray disc player. And this Blu-ray disc player had a feature we very much wanted. It had capability, I guess they call it network, netcast entertainment access. This is an LG player, which means that we could get Netflix and Vudu and YouTube and Pandora and things like that. And it was Netflix in particular that we subscribed to, and when Netflix doubled its price to consumers by separating the street discs, we dropped Netflix and have never gone back. But now with Fios, Verizon Fios, I'm thinking of dropping TV altogether and the telephone service they provide altogether, and just see if I can get internet alone. And if they won't give it to me, I'll go back to Optimum where I can get internet alone and connect up to Netflix. So I've done it before. I should be able to do it again. But here's the problem. Let me let this reset. When we had Optimum, I knew exactly where the router was, and it was very easy in the location where the router was and where the Netflix player was to run a regular LAN cable, an RJ45 Cat5 or Cat6 cable between the two devices, that is, between the Blu-ray player's LAN port, which is all it has for connectivity, and the router. With Verizon, we now have a wireless router, although, of course, it has some wired ports. But it's in a completely different room, and I really don't want to have to run cables. Verizon, when they put in everything, ran a cable in the attic so that our TV service would come from the room that had the router and the ONT to the TV set-top box. So once again, I want to do connectivity between the two without a cable. I have a LAN port on the Blu-ray player, and of course we have wireless on the router as well as ports. So what do I need? That's my question. What do I need? I think there's things like access points. If someone could hear exactly what the device is called, or where I could find something on the internet, a model number would be, a brand of model number would be even better. So, what do I need? W2TTT from K2EIR.
Alright, so, just to be clear, your gizmo is not wireless enabled, it's got just a Ethernet port, is that the problem?
Well said. I should have done it more briefly like that. Yes.
Okay, so what you want is, I mean, let me ask this question. What color is your Verizon Fios router? Is it silver and black or red and black?
Definitely black. I don't remember any red.
Okay, so here's your challenge. It is not a gigabit router. So that in itself is a problem, meaning it's not using 5.8 gigs, it's not N, it's not 802.11N or 802.11AC. Having said that, you could cascade a 802.11AC router behind your Verizon router. You turn off DHCP in your newly purchased router, but you turn off Wi-Fi. Well, you don't have to. You could or could not, as you see fit, turn off Wi-Fi in your Verizon router. But actually, you're probably better off leaving it on. Make it 802.11ac, put it on a different channel, and then get an 802.11ac adapter for your video gizmo to access it. By putting it on a separate LAN with a separate wireless LAN than your existing 2.4 traffic, you won't slow down the video stream to that lower speed of 802.11g. You got that so far?
Does it help to say that my computer in the living room has one of these little Wi-Fi adapters I just plug into the USB, and I thought that I would do something similar with the player, the video player?
Right, so exactly, but the video player has an Ethernet connector, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so what you want to do is, hook up that video feed on a different LAN, or a different wireless LAN port or frequency than your existing 2.4, gig stuff, because 802.11ac is designed for video. 802.11n is kind of, but if you're really going to, not have to re-engineer and spend more money going forward, 802.11ac is your best point. So you'll need an adapter that plugs in Ethernet for your video gizmo, and my guess is a new household router for 802.11ac for your, what I call your media requirements. Let me also point out, what will happen over time is, like, your daughter will get a new laptop, or she will have, an 802.11ac adapter herself, and she'll be streaming video. So you want to get all the streaming video into a different RF space and to the highest capacity protocol possible, so that, and so as to avoid slowing down your video. And that's kind of where I'm going with that. I will caution you, Howie, because I know you're on a budget. This stuff is not cheap. I mean, your household router for 802.11ac is a $200 item.
We'll have to price it out, because I'm paying a lot more every month than I'd like to, and that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to cut costs. Okay. We'll look into it as far as you've told me. We might even try it, with the slowdown, because that's the way I worked before, more or less. Everything was on the same router. Of course, it was for the cable, and that was just limited to the, 10 megabit throughput, K2EIR.
Let me give you this other suggestion. Get a pair of WAP54Gs, Whiskey Alpha Papa 54Gs. Get two of them. Set them up in bridge mode. Put it on a different frequency and not anywhere near the channel that you're using in your household on your Verizon router. Plug it into the Verizon router and plug the other one into your video gizmo. Configure them in bridge mode, and it'll be like its own dedicated wire. I mean, that might work, but you may or may not find that's successful. Keep in mind that a lot of the services that in question have a high buffering rate, therefore you don't see the nonsense of stalling if the network craps out. But if you're really doing live streaming where there is no material buffering other than maybe a second or two, then you're going to be in for a rude awakening, okay?
Hear ya.
Okay, so I think that's the fundamental difference. But WAP54Gs, get two of them. You can probably find them at the flea market on Saturday for pennies.
Comment,
go.
Hi, Paul here, WTAPP. Just take a look into used Roku box. That'll actually do Netflix for you. Has inbuilt Wi-Fi on it. And just make sure that you get the one with the right connections.
this point you're probably done used on eBay for about $30.
K2EIR.
Howie?
Did I double?
All I got was K2EIR at the end. Paul had a comment for you. Did you hear Paul's comment?
I said thank you. It may be, I'm using my cheapo powers again. It may have been that. Yes, thank you, Paul. I will go look on eBay for the Roku. Thanks again. K2EIR.
Very good. Anybody else on this topic of video streaming and land management? Very good. Alrighty. Anybody else have anything they want to bring up? Because we are at the bottom of the list.
WI2W.
Very good, Steve. Get you in a second. Anybody else? Just be aware that tomorrow night, Friday, many of us will be gathering at the Fairlawn Radio Club. Although some of us will be meeting, I don't know, I guess, Randy, are we meeting in the park directly, or are we going to the club first at 6:30? What was the plan?
The plan was to go directly to the park and meet over there, Gordon.
Yeah, I thought so, before I put my foot in my mouth. So while several of us will be at the Fairlawn Radio Club, several others of us will be at the other end of Berdan Avenue, where it ends at Memorial Park, and gathering at the school there, at the field, in sort of where that entrance to the park is, at 6:30 to do some mesh networking within the park early, and then following that, we're going to do some networking up the road, up Berdan, to basically see how well we can cover the parade route with some cameras. So after that, we will repair to the Fairlawn Radio Club, essentially at the other end of Berdan Avenue, where it dead ends into 208, and you kind of make a little right, and it's actually on 20th Street, but it's hard to believe it's 20th Street, but it's 10-10 20th Street, the Fairlawn Community Center. We'll be getting there, I don't know, probably 8-ish. The rest of us those of us who will be doing this work over at the park will be gathering at 6:30 to set up some camera work. So if you're interested in seeing how that works, see how the mesh networking stuff works, you're welcome to come aboard and be with us. If you have mesh networking hardware you want to get flashed or want to try to integrate into the game, we'd love to have you. Alrighty. Anything else before I hand it to Mr. Steve on this topic? I remind you, the parade is Friday. I mean Monday. The parade is Monday, so we'll work in that issue too. Alrighty. WITW, it's all your game, Steve. K2BAR.
Okay, Gordon, thanks. This is WI2W. Two comments. Don't know if it was brought up before, but the Barra Hamfest is Saturday at the Westwood Junior Senior High School in the township of Washington at 8 o'clock a.m. for buyers and 6 a.m. for sellers. And one little bit of inside information, the food is really good, so it's like a nice hot breakfast and some good lunchtime food. We have great, great food, so come enjoy the Hamfest. Number two, Portable Day. I think this is my first it's Portable Day. I was out last week. We had a great time up at Pascack Brook Park. We had 28 people show up and a couple of guests, and we had 8 stations set up. Randy WU2S and his son AJ were there, and they were testing out a new Alex loop and using an ICOM 7000, had a nice pop-up tent, real nifty setup. That was really neat. I wish I had gone up a little bit earlier and had some more time to play with the loop. I know some of the Summits on the Air guys rave about that loop for mountaintop work, QRP mountaintop work. So that was a lot of fun. And also, Howie came across the river, and it was nice to meet you, Howie, and talk with you and chat and take a look at some of your antenna goodies in the trunk of your car there. So maybe next time you get out a little earlier, we'll get you set up and with a station as well. But it was a pleasure to meet you. And that's about it. K2VAR, WI2W.
And 2OER here.
N2OEL, welcome aboard, Noel.
Only one question. I just turned on the radio. My phone says it's 10:03. I think it's wrong.
That's not right. So you're fine. You're just an hour late to the net. But let's get comments. Anybody have any follow-on comments about either the upcoming HamFest or some of the topics that Steve touched on about Portable Day? Yeah, I'd just like to hear more about this tent, if I could. Tell us more about that. WITW, go ahead.
Okay, I was referring to Randy. Randy just had a pop-up covering, you know, four posts and a canopy over top with table and chairs underneath. It was very nice. Kept you out of the sun and any potential weather.
Okay, Randy, was it an easy up?
Yeah, it was something similar to that. I forget the brand name of it, but it's something that AJ picked up for us over at Campmore on Route 17, and it's one of those easy up things, sort of a folding spider roofing thing that you drape this canvas over, and then the particular model he picked out has has steel legs rather than aluminum, so they're a bit sturdy. So it was a first-time thing for us, but we knew we needed a little protection from the sun. We wanted to give it a try. We were trying out a bunch of new things, as Steve had mentioned, including the new rig, the new Alex Loop antenna. So it worked out real well. It really was easy up, easy down, which was also a big plus as the storm rolled in the afternoon. We got everything taken down and put away in less than 15 minutes, so it worked out well. And I'll bring it to some other outdoor events as they get arranged. Whiskey Uniform 2 Sierra, back to net control.
That was very interesting. Okay, very good. Anybody else have any questions on this? Well, thank you very much, Randy and Steve, for that. Hey, N2OEL, welcome aboard again. What is your pleasure?
Well, it took me a while to get set up here and convince the radio to work. I have a question about antenna analyzers.
Okay.
On the MFJ-225, it says it's a two-port VNA measurement. I have no idea what VNA stands for.
I'm having a little trouble with your enunciation. It was a Victor November Alpha?
Yes, that's correct.
I'm drawing a blank. Anybody have any thoughts?
It's a vector network analyzer.
Oh, I'm brain dead. Duh.
I just bought one at Dayton.
And which model did you buy?
The MFJ-225.
Alrighty. So, that's pretty cool. So you can look at the characteristic impedance and what makes up the components of the of that impedance. So it's an MFJ-225 venture network analyzer. Very nice. Pretty plots too, huh?
Yeah, you can use it handheld. It's got LCDs display, or you can print pretty things on a computer.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Good for you. That is very, very cool. Anybody have any experience with a vector network analyzer or antenna analyzers that they might want to share with Noel about using these devices? Well, to be our resident expert on this before too long. Just kind of curious, well, how long are you going to be back in the area? Are you going to be back for the summer, basically?
Well, let's see. I got a doctor's appointment tomorrow, and then bear up Hempfest on Saturday, plant flowers on Sunday, go back upstate on Monday, be up there for a full week to try and get the boat in the water. I have to pressure wash it, clean the seats. Then back for the first week in June, then back upstate, then back for the VHF contest, then back upstate, then back for field day, then back upstate, then back to Sussex for the Hempfest, and then back upstate.
That's great. That's absolutely wonderful. So you're going to be busy, but you'll be here. Sounds like my June. Well, the next week and a half are going to be interesting with Jeremy's graduation festivities and his brother's wedding the next day. Not to mention his prom tonight and the shower, the bridal shower this Sunday. So it just never stops. Anyway. Well, congratulations. That's super. That sounds like a neat device. Do you intend to bring it to the Hempfest? All charters are charged up and offer to do plots for people on their of their antennas, like the mobile antennas or something?
Sure, that sounds like fun. It also has the power supply. I was going to do plots in my car antenna. By the way, did you see the picture of that folding hex beam that weighs about 30 pounds, and you can fold it up into a package that's less than 4 feet long? Comes with a carrying case. You get to where you're going, you unfold it. They claim in less than 3 minutes, I don't know. And set it up, and you have optional storm locks so that it doesn't blow away in the wind, I guess. And you have also permanent locks if you wish, if you wanted to install it permanently someplace. Anyways, I think I sent you pictures of that.
You did. They were really neat. Yeah, I mean, not my kind of antenna, but definitely worthwhile. And I think it's a fine design. I think I'd be more interested in that for portable use than I would a permanent use. I'd have to live in a pretty temperate zone in order to use it year-round. But, you know, still, it's great. And as you said, they offer storm locks to reinforce the thing in nasty weather. Anybody else have any thoughts?
Tim Joyce is putting it together in order to use it at field day.
That's great. That's great. Okay. Anybody else have any questions or comments? All right. Well, then I think we've kind of beaten the horse to death. Good net tonight. And I want to thank everybody for participating. And we'll look forward to seeing many of you on Saturday at the Hempfest. And we'll go from there. But I want to thank the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club for the use of their wonderful 2-meter repeater. And I want to thank everybody for their participation tonight. This is K2BAR, W2TTT, your net control. Returning the repeater to normal amateur radio use. 7-3, boys.
W2TTT, W8TBC. Gordon, are you reading me through the echo link?
I am now. Who is that?
Hey, Gordon, W8QBC, Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce, I'm hearing you fine now. I'm sorry. Somehow I did not hear you earlier. I was asking for check-ins via the Echo Link.
Yeah, I did try several times throughout the TechNet. I was listening, but apparently my audio wasn't making it through for whatever reason, so I rebooted the program, and maybe it's working a little better now.
Okay.
connected. N2OEL.
Okay. Noel has also joined us up here. A real quick question for K2AR. Howie, real quick, if you're still there.
I'm here.
What was your topic again?
Connecting a player for Netflix that was not designed for wireless.
Yeah. All right, so Netflix streaming player, wireless. Okay, got it. Thank you. K2AR, WTCT, you take it handed to Noel.
Okay, it turns out that you can't really use this effectively when you're out in the sticks on the AT&T network. There just is not enough bandwidth available. Works fine. Actually, when I walk around ShopRite in Paramus, it works fine at my house on the high-speed network, you know, Wi-Fi. But whenever I really want to use it upstate New York, when I'm sitting in my house out there, not a chance. It just does not want to work. It's disappointing, because that's where I really would like to have come into this net every Thursday. And we still don't have internet out there. The only thing I could get it would be like satellite or internet through cell phone service, which is, again, too slow for this. And to William.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, that is a problem. I'm surprised. You will see an expansion in your area. I can tell you that for a fact, based on some public information that's out there and my knowledge, my confirmational knowledge internally, but that it's not blowing smoke. It's what they publish is, in fact, what will be. So, you know, you will see some radical improvement in that area. Bruce, over to you. WA2QBC, K2BAR, W2TTT.
Vance Gordon, W2TTT and the group WA2QBC. Just a couple of comments, now that I can get them in, regarding hooking up the Netflix player. Even an HD stream is only going to be about 15 megabit most, depending on the codec. So a G router is more than sufficient. Your limiting factor is possibly going to be the bandwidth coming out of the internet on your service provider, be it Fios or somebody else. So one or two streams on a G router would be fine. Multiple streams would exceed the G router's capabilities in terms of RF bandwidth, and it might exceed the capabilities of the Fios, like depending on how much you're paying Fios for in terms of service. Depending if you want to keep it isolated or put it together, hang on, let me let it drop. Separate router would work. Something from the Hamfest might work. You could just throw an old Ethernet switch in there. Fast Ethernet switch is more than fast enough for full HD and then some. I've got a hodgepodge of everything here, a lot of access points and a relatively slow connection from Cablevision, which only gives me less than 10 meg down, so that's my choke point. But anyway, I'm hoping the weather's going to cooperate for Saturday on the Hamfest. And did you happen to get that antenna, Gordon? W2TTT, WATQBC.
N2OEL, disconnected.
Yes, I did, Bruce. I was going to thank you for it. It's right here, along with the lightning arrestor. I need to get an adapter for that connector, because amazingly enough, I don't have that. But it's marvelous, really is, and thank you very much for that. Tend to put that to good use. We'll see how the day goes tomorrow. I've been thinking about doing something, but we'll see how that will take hold. Anyway, I'm gonna say 73 for now, guys. Just I want to kind of call it a day. I've updated the ComTech group email, and anyone, again, needs to be added to the contact group, it's w2ttt@att.net. And we'll go from there. Hope everybody has a good evening. Let's see, back to, let's see, gosh, who else is in there? Before, I have Bruce, I have Noel who just signed, there was somebody else, now I'm brain dead. Who is somebody else?
A2EIR, and I'll say 73.
Care Howie, and again, pardon my blatant stupidity. 73, and have a good one. Any more comments from you, Bruce, before I head off?
No, Gordon, I think that's about it. I thought that arrestor was RPTNC, so that should pair up very nicely to almost any kind of standard wireless. Were there different connectors on it?
I'm trying to remember here. Let's go look. The problem was, I've got the cable here, they're RPTNCs and everything is RPSMAs, therein lies the problem, so I need to take the RPTNC and bring it back down to an SMA. I mean, if I plug it directly into the back of a router, it's fine, but a lot of what we have these days is now either an N female coming out of the Ubiquities, not RP by the way, or it's, you know, if it's coming out of an amplifier, it's RPSMA.
Okay, Gordon, understood. Yeah, there's between the reverse polarities, the so-called reverse polarity, and the normal connectors, there's a mishmash of everything out there. Some of the outdoor antennas are standard N. Some are RPTNC, which is what you've got there. Cables you can make or get, and if you need adapters, you're not in any kind of a rush, you can obviously mail order them for China, eBay, whatever. There may be a vendor or two at the Hamfest, of course, this weekend, so maybe that'll satisfy your needs.
I'm hoping. I'm over a pretty limited budget this weekend, but I have enough for admission, I have enough for meals, and probably a connector or two. I kind of keep things tight. There's a lot of things flying out of, a lot of money flying out of my house these days, courtesy of all the fun and games that's going on with graduation-related stuff and with the wedding, so it's all good. It's just, you know, you gotta think it through. It is what it is. Any more that you want to say? I really need to go. QPC, go. Ed Bruce.
I don't know, was I doubling or did you miss that?
All I got was, yeah, apparently we were doubling.
Oh, sorry about that. And you override me, so. Well, then, anyway, connectors from eBay, from China if you're not in a rush. The vendors, of course. There's a mishmash of everything out there. Standard ends. The antenna you've got is RPTNC, as is the lightning arrester. The cables, that's all up to you. And SMAs are okay, but they're kind of lossy by the time you hook them up to cable. So I prefer something a little more usable, especially if you're talking a bit of power. Anyway, I know you got to run. You got a bunch of things going on, and I know about the cash flow. Got a very busy time right about now. It'll be all the quiet down, hopefully, in the end of June. And I'll probably see you on the weekend, Gordon, at the Hamfest. Take it easy. 73s, W2TTT, W8QBC.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're right. Okay, have a great one. Enjoy, and again, thanks for the info on the lightning arrester. And I agree with you. I just got to get an adapter to screw in right in the back of the amplifier that will allow me then to plug in that that RP TNC male or whatever the heck it is. All right. WA2QBC, W2TTT, off and clear. Bye-bye, guys.
7-3 is Gordon. I'll also be clear. WA2QBC.
WA2QBC, disconnected.
Understand what you're saying.
It's
think while I'm at the fest, I'm going to look for a better dual-band antenna solution than this mag mount. I'd rather get maybe something permanent. But the trees in my neighborhood all overhang into the street, and they're kind of low. Because with my van, even with that little three-foot antenna on the roof, it still hits the trees.
Yeah, that could be a bad thing. I hit some trees once in a while with mine that's up on top of the door on the right side. If I get too close to a curb, making a turn, and there's a tree there, it hits it.
Do you have any plans for Memorial Day over the weekend?
Nah, just do yard work. I got to put a couple more tomato plants in. I lost about two of them. And just cook out and take it easy.
Yeah, I have to work on Sunday, and there's no way out of it. We got guys off Sunday and Monday. So it'll just be Friday and Saturday for me, and work the rest.
Do you get any extra pay for Monday, or is that just a regular work day for you?
I'll get an extra day's pay, because it's a paid holiday for us.
Well, I bet you that'll come in handy, right?
Certainly will these days. Between that tax bill I get hit with, my daughter's party for her communion, and now my son's birthday party in June. Yeah, all the extra cash I can get my hands on.
I was surprised. I never heard you mention that on the air, because when you text me, I never said a word to anybody about it.
Yep, sizable amount, so it's going to hurt. Anyway, I don't go into the details, but sizable tax bill. and unexpected. That's the worst part.
KB2TIA, KD2BOR. Yeah, like I said, I just kept it to myself, and that was it. I didn't want to be the one throwing anything out on the repeater.
I appreciate that. Almost home. I'm on my block. And I've been tagging everything, testing things. So I'm going to have the most honest table you've ever seen. I got about 40 things that I'm going to be selling. So, I hope to have the power set up so I can test, you know, people can test things and demonstrate it. That's why I want the outside. I want to set up an antenna.
Yeah, very good, Steve. You just faded out there a little bit. All right, let me say 73 to you. I don't know if you're going to be on. I got to open up a park here. It finally came late yesterday afternoon. I was waiting for all day, so I got to check it out. So 73, and if I don't talk to you, I'll see you at the Hamfest tomorrow. 82, be aware.
Tomorrow isn't Saturday. I'm getting like Charlie. All right, this should be a little better. This is usually my good spot. 73 Rock, and we'll talk soon. KB2DIA.
All right, very good. Tomorrow is Saturday for me. Today's Friday. Tomorrow's Saturday.
And we are all together, cuckoo ka-choo. All right, pal, 73, KB2TIA, I'll be quiet.
73, KD2BOR.
Talking, who was on?
Steve.
Oh, what was he
asking the drive home.
Yes, sir. That's where he was going, home, telling me he's only got Friday and Saturday off. He's got to go in Sunday afternoon and Monday.
Oh, that stinks. I'm actually looking forward to my nice-long three-day weekend.
Got a phone call from the basin guy. He may not be starting on the building today because it's doing something different. It's raining.
Oh, perfect. It's supposed to be a meteor shower tonight, too, so I guess we won't be able to see that.
I tell you, Charlie, I hope this whole weekend's not a total washout. It's going to be very, very disappointing.
I tell you, last night when we were coming home from dinner, it looked like it was starting to clear up. I thought it would be nice today.
Well, it's very damp out there. It's not raining right now, but it rains sometime during the night.
Well, at least my lawn's nice and green.
Yeah, I've got no problem with that either. Aren't you about ready to get going?
Yeah, I got a new speaker in the mail last night, this Motorola, so I wanted to hear it a little bit more today. It sounds pretty good. I'm going to look for some of these at the flea market. I could probably get them pretty cheap there.
Yeah, very good. All right, let me get moving. I'll catch you when you get in the car. I finally got that part, like I told you, very late. So I got to get the reciprocating saw put together. I'll catch you when you get in the car. N1LU, KD2VOR.
All right. Hey, Rocky, do me a favor. Listen for me on the 440 machine, the 442-900. Because I used that on the way home because I wasn't hearing the 955 very well, and somebody suggested that at the dinner, and it worked pretty good. So we'll monitor that one, and I'll give you a call on that.
You said 442-900, right?
Yeah, that's the 440 machine on this club, on the 955 system.
Okay, as soon as I clear with you, I'll change it over to that. KD2, be aware.
Very good, N1LU, Claire.
Charlie, if you're still listening, I get that horrible. I keyed it, but it's only coming back with an S3. I had a problem with 440 yesterday, very noisy. KD2, BOR, QSY.
N1LU, Claire.